News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is back in court now as jury selection in his New York criminal trial has resumed.
Court was not in session yesterday. On Tuesday, seven jurors were chosen, including a cancer nurse, a software engineer, an information technology professional, a sales professional, an English teacher, and two lawyers. 11 more people must still be sworn in, with the judge saying he anticipated opening statements as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records.
And now, correspondent Julie Walker in New York says one of the jurors chosen to hear the case has been dismissed after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial. And the status of a second New Yorker picked for the panel is in limbo amid concerns that some of his answers in court may not have been accurate. The setbacks in the selection process emerged during a frenetic morning in which prosecutors also asked that Mr. Trump be held in contempt and fined over a series of social media posts this week. Senate Minority Leader McConnell is dismayed.
It's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
The Kentucky Republican taking to the Senate floor to denounce the Democrats' dismissal of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A widely followed economic barometer has fallen. The Conference Board's index of leading indicators slid 0.3% last month. In February, the index had posted its first gain in 2 years. And the spring home selling season is off to a rather sluggish start. Used home sales dropped 4.3% in March from the previous month. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been in positive territory, and right now the Dow is up 295 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Dylan Houston can continue with supervised access to his children, but he has to give up his guns. That's the ruling of family court judge Bill Henderson after a contentious custody hearing in which the judge also acknowledged that police are continuing their investigation into the shooting where Houston's dad killed Dylan's ex-wife and her current husband before killing himself. Now, Dylan and his ex-wife, Ashley Prince, were in the midst of a bitter custody battle over their two children at the time of that shooting that happened on Monday, where Prince and her current husband, Dennis Prince, were killed by attorney Joseph Houston, Dylan's dad. Judge Henderson ruled Houston can continue to see his children 3 days a week while being supervised and that he must continue to undergo alcohol monitoring. An upcoming promo for the Las Vegas Aviators selling like hotcakes, so much so the team had to pull some of the merchandise off of their website so they'd have merchandise to sell this weekend at the ballgame. The team announced this week it would play Saturday's game at Las Vegas Ballpark as the Las Vegas Gamblers, which prompted a huge demand for gamblers' gear from the Aviators online store. Demand so strong, the team pulled some of the gear in order to have some merchandise to sell during Saturday's game against the Tacoma Rainiers. Team officials say they actually have three other alternative team names chosen for other promo nights. And the Celine Dion documentary has a summer release date. I Am Celine Dion, scheduled to begin streaming June 25th on Prime Video. Now, the documentary will offer a glimpse into the singer's ongoing battle with stiff person syndrome, which short-circuited her plans to return to live programming back in November of 2021 when Dionne was scheduled to open the resort's World Theater. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Cleanup continues on a pair of accidents on I-15. Still working one in North Las Vegas. 15 northbound after Craig Road. That's off to the left. New one here through the resort corridor. 15 southbound approaching Charleston. On the east side, big delays usually are through this area. 95 southbound before Boulder Highway. An accident there on the right. Southbound 95 again before Boulder Highway. Still all clear, though, on 215. A southeast injury accident still there at Russell and Pecos. We'll have partly sunny skies today. Light winds. Afternoon temperatures won't quite hit 90 degrees. Supposed to top out right around 88. It's 70 already. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. We continue our look at what is ahead. We've got primary election June 11th. May 25th is the start of early voting. Ballots will be going out a couple of weeks ahead of that. We've got all kinds of stuff leading up to November 5th, which is the general election. And joining us now, a guy that will be a part of that whole process, Dan Schwartz, the former Nevada State Treasurer and a candidate for Congress in CD3. Dan, it's been a while. Good to have you on, man.
Kevin, thanks. I always enjoy being here. And by the way, I love your ads and intro.
Get
me going in the morning.
Thank you. Hey, give me a status report. What's going on in this race in CD3?
I think it's a good race. We've done some polling, and the results are encouraging. But I've also been going door to door. And that, to me, is the most interesting is, given that I'm talking mostly to Republican primary voters, it's just the general unhappiness with just about everything. I haven't heard a good word about Joe Biden, Susie Lee. People are worried about inflation. People are worried about the border. People are worried about housing. And I've also, in the course of events, we've talked to a number of Democrats, and they're unhappy too. And I think, the frustration is that they just don't seem to be able to do anything about it. They can look, obviously are unhappy, but they're just sort of there, unable to change anything.
Give me the case against Susie Lee. You know, a lot of times people see the really slick ads and they say, oh, gosh, this is really good. Whether it's Jackie Rosen or it's Stephen Horsford or it's Susie Lee. Can you talk about why Susie Lee needs to be replaced?
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, it's a fairly simple situation. She's a paper pusher. Okay, she's now running for her fourth term. She's been fortunate to have weak opponents, and you know her greatest day is when she can hand a certificate of achievement to someone. She's great about going to events. She's great about giving people certificates. She's great about lauding whoever is hosting an event. But what has she done? As I said, in talking with people, and I've probably done about 400 or 500 doors, people say they never hear from her. She's concerned about her place in the Democratic hierarchy. She wants a subcommittee. She wants this and that. But the reason for our sending her to Washington is to represent the people. And that seems to be very far, far down the list on her priorities.
Joe Biden is spending 3 solid days in Pennsylvania, another battleground state. And according to what he is saying, everything about Bidenomics is good and it's working. You're talking to people on a daily basis in CD3. Is it working? Is Bidenomics working for people you talk to?
Yeah. Kevin, I think even the Democrats themselves, Joe Biden may not be listening to them, has been a failure. And I think the proof of that is in the recent statistics that were announced on inflation. And there's some reason for that, which we can talk about later on in the broadcast. But there's just too much spending, too much money out there. And I actually saw an article in the paper the other day, which was either in the Times or the Wall Street Journal, which effectively says we goofed. They put out so much money that it's very, very hard to restrain inflation. And that's what Bidenomics is supposed to be about. It's not 9%, thank goodness. They're trying to get it down to the Fed's 2%, and it seems stuck between 3.5% and 4%. And I think what we're sort of slowly evolving to is a two-tier economy, one for the very wealthy, and as we know, they have plenty of money to spend, and everyone else, where people are working 2 jobs, people are on fixed incomes. People go to the grocery store and see that what they bought last week is now 10% higher this week. So you'd really have to ask yourself, what is he doing? And what he's doing is just spending money. I think even Janet Yellen, who is the Treasury Secretary, whom I actually have a lot of respect for, is keeping mum. I mean, I think she's a great team player. But the boss is back home just printing money.
Let me ask you, though, and this is important because interest rates, I hear a lot from voters about interest rates and whether the Fed should increase the rate, decrease the rate. Do we need cuts? Do we need increases? You spent a lot of time as a state treasurer here in the state of Nevada. What do you think the Fed should do?
Well, I think the Fed isn't going to have much of a choice. I mean, one of the big debates in the financial markets this year has been when the Fed is going to lower interest rates. And I think what's becoming clear now, and I'm somewhat laughing, which isn't quite the right thing, but they're realizing that that inflation is not decreasing. And I've seen recently the Fed was supposed to have 3 interest rate cuts this year. And now Mr. Powell, who's the head of the Fed, has come out and said, well, I don't know about that. Maybe we'll have 1 or 2. We'll have to see. And I don't see how he does it. You know, again, anything's possible. I think this is a political year, so the Fed is not insensitive to what the person who appointed him wants. But if inflation is not decreasing, that means that effectively the Fed's policies have not really worked. And I don't know that it's entirely his problem. I mean, Congress has just appropriated so much money. There is so much money around that you have limited, not limited, but you don't, there's more money than there are goods. And as I said earlier, what seems to be happening, and I've noticed this from the advertisements, is that there's a lot of luxury items, luxury vacations. I got an advertisement for, I won't name the hotel chain, but a luxury chain yacht, which is going to set sail at the end of the year. And everyone else is sort of sitting there with a big frown on their faces. So I just don't see any monetary reason to lower interest rates. And I think Powell, the Fed chair, is very sensitive to the data, to his credit. But there's you have an administration that just is spend. I mean, you saw the other day where he's now forgiving something like $10 billion in student loans. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I've talked to some people who've had their loans forgiven, and they're greatly relieved. But where does that leave everyone who's paid their loans? Where does that leave everyone who is not going to the school of their choice because they can't afford it? And yet Joe Biden is just, you know, putting a big approved stamp on their application for loan relief. So it's just an administration that just has no ability to rein in spending.
Well, and I got to tell you, I was really gratified to see Governor Lombardo send a letter earlier this week to the president talking about that very subject. Housing prices are through the roof, and that he should rein in spending and deal with the housing shortage here in the state of Nevada. Were you happy to see the governor kind of reaching out to the president?
Yes, I think Governor Lombardo is doing a credible job. I think, you know, the issues in housing are, you know, the most salient is the federal government owns something like 85% of the land in Nevada. And I remember this when I was state treasurer, this was an issue. And that prevents developers from effectively acquiring land and building new housing projects. I think also high interest rates are an issue. I mean, I saw where mortgage rates are in the 7 to 8% range. That's a detriment. And I think a lot of homeowners are just saying to themselves, you know, wait a minute, I could sell my house. I have a low interest loan. My house has appreciated in value. But on the other hand, if I sell it, where do I go? So I don't know what Joe Biden can do other than spend more money. I'm a great believer in capital markets, free enterprise, private initiative. And if the system is not working, you know, Joe Biden has limited options, and he always picks the one where let's spend more money. So I don't know. I don't see the solution there.
Again, but Dan Schwartz. Dan Schwartz joining us, candidate for Congress in CD3. I've only got a couple of minutes. I want to get to a couple of different issues. One is small business. I talk to small business people every day, and they say that they have a target on their back from this administration. What can you do as a member of Congress to help small businesses?
Sure. I mean, I think when I was state treasurer, I opposed the commerce tax, and then governor gave me a hard time for that. He ended up raising it. But it's a very unfair tax. It's a state tax. There's not a lot I can do about it in Congress. But what I can do is, take a a look at the tax system. I mean, I think this is, I have four priorities, one of which is term limits, another one of which is to sort of fix the tax code. And I think the tax code is very unfair to the middle class and to small business. And I think that for example, there's we can increase some of the deductions. We can lower the tax rate, for certain if you're running a business. There's things that can be done. I'm a great believer in small business. I was an entrepreneur, and we built a business basically that was headed for Chapter 7 nonstop through 11. So there's a lot I can do in Congress.
We are at the point in the race where, we've got mail-in ballots are going to be going out soon. We've got May 25th for the early voting. We've got June 11th for the primary. What is it that your campaign needs at this point? And is it money? Is it volunteers, yard signs? What is it your candidacy needs?
Fortunately, Kevin, we're well-financed. I think I saw where one other candidate injected some money into his campaign, but we're well financed. So, of course, I'm always open to donors and to contributions. We need volunteers. We need people to deliver literature to houses. We need door knockers. We're going to be sending out letters. We're going to be sending out, we'll probably be doing phones. So there's, sort of a lot of the blocking and tackling of a political campaign. We've got a great team. We're on it, but we can always use more volunteers, more door knockers, and more people to talk to voters.
Dan, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit again before we start early voting on May 25th. Thank you so much, my friend. Stay safe out there.
Good. Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress in CD3. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner. Public servant. Bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
I'm attorney Paul Powell.
Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm
Senator Mike Lee of Utah organized a special order speech after the dismissal of impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas, which was just a travesty. Let's go to cut six. This is Mike Lee, a part of that special order speech.
The Senate chose to dispose of this today by doing something it's never done in any context anywhere close to this, with a point of order that said as follows. The majority leader stood up, defiantly refusing to have the Senate perform its obligations, and raise the following point of order. He said, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, is therefore unconstitutional. All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, had we been permitted to have a trial, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into executive session, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into closed session, as several of us moved today, we would have been able to hear arguments about this, about how wrong this is, because that's what you do when you have a trial. You hear evidence, you hear arguments from lawyers, and when someone makes a legal argument, as Majority Leader Schumer just did, you could consider their implications, and most importantly, consider whether or not the argument is right. Because when we're sworn in a trial of impeachment, our job is to serve as both finders of fact and adjudicators of law relevant to this case. We were denied that opportunity. So while we're exploring what we would have heard had we gone to trial, had we done our job, let's also explore what would have happened in a real trial had somebody made an actual motion and we'd been permitted to do our job. Well, look, first and foremost, this is patently absurd to argue that a willful refusal to obey the law that one has a sworn solemn obligation to perform is somehow not impeachable.
Mike Lee makes a lot of sense. He is a scholar when it comes to stuff like this. He is darn smart, and he has nailed it. And the Democrats blew it. They had a chance, but they blew it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thank you.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Vegas Golden Knights are playoff bound for the sixth time in 7 years. They've never entered the postseason as a wild card, and it would take a couple of things for that to happen this season.